The case against a Lakota organizer who was part of a July roadblock near Mount Rushmore is heading to trial. Nick Tilson, the founder of NDN Collective, faces 3 felony charges and 4 misdemeanors. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Nick Tilson says he will not consider a plea deal.
Oh no, we're going to trial. We're not taking no plea deals. These charges are all unfounded.
Tilson faces 3 felony charges. One alleges that he stole a shield from a National Guard soldier. Another charge claims that Guard member was afraid of, quote, bodily injury. The 3rd felony charge is for allegedly directing a van towards a police officer. Protesters used 3 vans to block the highway leading up to Mount Rushmore before the fireworks show in July. The state says those individuals were outside a protest zone established in Keystone, east of the monument. Brendan Johnson is one attorney representing Tilson. He says they want a jury to see the entire picture.
And that is what we will be emphasizing, that there were a group of other protesters there that were behaving inappropriately, including behaving inappropriately to law enforcement. This was a situation that we don't believe needed to escalate in the manner in which it did.
Tilson's supporters have collected more than 14,500 signatures asking the Pennington County State's Attorney Mark Vargo to drop the charges. They handed over those documents after a preliminary hearing. Vargo says he doesn't comment on pending cases.
I'm at something of a disadvantage. I don't get to have a conversation with you about the whys and the wherefores, but I will certainly take this seriously and I will review both these petitions and other outreach that we've received.
Tilson faces up to 16 years and 30 days in jail. No other hearing or trial dates have been set. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.